Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Because the state is pushing for more green energy development and has changed the law to limit local control, municipalities are drafting ordinances to try to protect local rights as much as they can. The Argyle Township Board of Trustees is among the townships that are reviewing, drafting, or changing ordinances regarding solar and wind energy. At the last meeting, the board discussed and reviewed a proposed solar and battery energy storage ordinance. Supervisor Jerome suggested the board continue to review the proposed ordinance at the next meeting, and the board agreed. There was also a brief discussion regarding the property along M19 and Deckerville Road that is zoned commercial. And one person was found dead on Saturday, December 6th, after a vehicle crashed through a guardrail and plunged into a pond, police said. The individual's identity is being withheld pending notification to the family, according to the St. Louis Police Department, that's near Alma. Officers were called shortly after 8 a.m. about damage to a guardrail on North Main Street, south of Prospect Street. The caller did not witness the crash, but alerted authorities. Upon arrival, officers found evidence that indicated a vehicle had gone through the guardrail and entered the mill pond of the Pine River. No vehicle was visible from the road, and there were no tracks to suggest anyone had exited the river, police said. Due to the steep riverbank and snowy conditions, officers were unable to access the area. Around 10:20 a.m., a dive team located a vehicle submerged under the ice in about 15 feet of water. The vehicle was towed from the water around 1:30 p.m., and one individual was found dead inside. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And Thumb Area 4-H officials are recruiting teen counselors for the 2026 Thumb Area 4-H camp, tentatively set for June 15th to 17th at Camp Stapleton in Lexington. The 3-day camp will feature activities such as Great Lakes ecology, swimming, archery, team building, skits, games, and crafts for youth ages 9 to 14. Teens ages 15 to 19 are needed to serve as counselors and must complete a Thumb Area Teen Counselor application, available as a fillable PDF or printable form. Applications are due by January 2nd, 2026 at the Huron County MSU Extension Office, located at 690 North Port Crescent in Bad Axe 48413, or by email to varel7@msu.edu. An initial mandatory training for selected teen counselors is scheduled for Saturday, January 10th, 2026, from 10 a.m. to about 2 p.m. at the Huron County MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, with lunch provided and participants asked to report any food allergies in advance. Attendance at all required trainings is mandatory for counselors. Program leaders note the serving as a teen camp counselor offers community service and volunteer hours, hands-on experience, leadership development, fun trainings, and the chance to build lasting friendships. Families and interested teens can contact their local 4-H program coordinator, Patty Ayer, at 989-550-2971 or airpat@msu.edu or Carrie Varellin at 989-269-9949 or varel7@msu.edu for more information. When we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Lake effect snow. Three words we're going to hear a lot of in the next few months. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have boots that'll keep your feet both warm and dry. Wet feet are no fun. We carry over 30 styles of boots that feature great looks and comfort for your feet. Boots from your favorite brands like Toe Warmer, Spring Footwear, Merrill & Keene. We currently have a great selection of boots, but hurry, they won't last long. Buckley Shoes open 6 days a week in downtown Bad Axe. Do you ever wonder if the athletic shoes you're wearing fit you properly? Here at Buckley Shoes, we will measure both your feet and fit you in a pair of comfortable New Balance shoes. New Balance shoes are made for walking, running, work, and everyday casual wear. We have a great selection of New Balance in all popular and hard-to-find sizes. If we don't have your size, we will order it and ship it to you, postage free. New Balance is the only athletic footwear company that still makes some of their styles right here in the USA. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, at least 2,600 refugees living in the Rochester, New York region could see their status reevaluated under a new Trump directive ordering a nationwide reassessment of certain refugee cases, raising concern among local advocates who warn that families with years of lawful residence may face renewed uncertainty about their long-term protection. And in our international news, a motorcycle bomb near a police station cafe in Colombia's Cauca department has wounded at least 13 people, according to local media, adding to security pressures in an area where authorities have struggled to contain armed groups involved in drug trafficking and territorial disputes. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.